So just how do we learn to make good decisions? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. And Pastor Andy Stanley says that 90% of bad decisions are relational ones.
I think everybody who looks back with regret on their life would say, you know what? I got derailed, not because I couldn't discern God's will for my life. I got derailed because I made really bad decisions. And 90% of the bad decisions that derail people are relational. The other 10% is financial. But for the most part, especially in our 20s and early 30s, it's relational decisions that just derail us. They derail us spiritually, they derail us morally, our conscience, you know, the people we're surrounded with. I tell people all the time, your friends determine the direction and quality of your life.
Quality friends and a clear conscience enable us to hear God better.
At the front of that list is you've got to stay in a place where your conscience is clear so that if God speaks or God whispers, you're going to hear it. Your conscience is clear. That means you're going to go to places where you aren't uncomfortable hearing from God or hearing God's word or hearing God through other people. So I think in those early years, it really is all about developing character. It really is all about self-control. It really is about the fruit of the Spirit, because God created communication. And when God's ready to speak, I don't think anyone misses it. I don't think there's an example in the Old or New Testament of God speaking and someone they didn't understand or they didn't hear from God. When God's ready to communicate, we won't miss it. But if we're not in a position to listen, we will. And so oftentimes it is relational distractions. It's those moral distractions. You know, they take months and sometimes years out of our lives because, again, we're moving in a direction where we're unwilling to hear from God and in some cases just can't hear from God.
So don't miss what God has to say to you. Your friends can draw you to God or they can distract you from Him. Good friends also help you live with a clear conscience.